Congress is rushing to pass measures to prevent a midnight shutdown of the federal government and a looming first-ever default on the national debt. That's in addition to a pair of bills dealing with President Joe Biden's Build Back Better agenda for infrastructure and social health and climate programs. And each of those items is itself a moving target. In the House of Representatives, debate centered on a measure to raise the federal debt limit until December of 2022. Democrat Jim McGovern of Massachusetts argued for that bill.
Madam Speaker, the question before us today is this. Will the United States of America pay its bills? I wish that were hyperbole. We always have.
He says the issue was not about the reconciliation or infrastructure bills, but only about prior debt. Lloyd Doggett is a Democrat from Texas.
There is a statutory limit that this Congress faces for our national debt. Today, it must be raised in recognition of all the damage that Trump and his delusional cohorts have wreaked on our country. Putting America first or making it great surely includes not driving it off the cliff into a self-inflicted, politically motivated financial disaster.
Democrat Judy Chu of California says Congress should do what every adult is expected to do, pay its bills for money already spent.
We are not children who flip a game over when we lose. It's our responsibility to pay the government's bills no matter who is in charge. If you can vote to give tax cuts to billionaire amateur astronauts like Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, then you can vote to pay the bill for it. It's that simple.
The federal government has never before defaulted on its debt, but that could happen by mid-October if there's no action on the debt limit. Democrats point to a study that says a default could wipe out 9 million jobs, $15 trillion in household wealth, and force a surge in unemployment, as well as throwing markets into chaos. But Republicans largely opposed lifting the debt ceiling. Tom Cole is a Republican from Oklahoma.
So long as Democrats continue to spend on partisan reconciliation bills, Republicans will not act to help them lift the debt ceiling. Majority's been governing in a partisan manner since they took control earlier this year. That's their prerogative. If they continue to insist on ramming their big government socialist agenda through Congress on narrow partisan votes, then it becomes their responsibility to lift the debt limit on their own.
Republican Carol Miller of West Virginia says Americans should not have to pay for Democrats' out-of-touch actions.
This entire Congress, House Democrats have chosen to go it alone and push through liberal items without any Republican input. The liberals have managed to spend trillions by themselves. They can raise the debt ceiling alone, too. Socialism has a price tag. It's time the Democrats learn that lesson.
After debate, the House approved the debt limit suspension on a vote of 219 to 212. Meanwhile, senators took up a continuing resolution to keep the federal government open until December 3rd. Chuck Schumer is a Democratic Senate leader.
To prevent a government shutdown, Senate Democrats will be introducing a continuing resolution that keeps the government open until early December, while also providing long-sought emergency funding to help Americans still reeling from natural disasters from this summer, as well as funding to help resettle Afghan refugees. We can approve this measure quickly and send it to the House so it can reach the President's desk before funding expires midnight tomorrow. With so many critical issues to address, the last thing the American people need right now is a government shutdown.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell opposed that resolution.
They want to print and borrow trillions of dollars and then set it on fire. But as long as they send your taxes skyrocketing at the same time, it's all awash. Heads, they win. Tails, you lose. Heads, Democrats waste your money. Tails, they hike your taxes.
That measure is expected to go to a vote on Thursday in both the Senate and the House. Meanwhile, lawmakers are still scheduled to vote on a trillion-dollar infrastructure bill Thursday, although that timeline could slip. Some progressive Democrats say they're holding back their votes on that until the Senate passes a separate $3.5 trillion measure to fund Biden's social, health, and climate change proposals. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.